In Pinellas Park last night, Pinellas County School Superintendent Julie Jansen told a room full of card-carrying Democrats that politics aren't her thing. But that didn't stop her from criticizing Governor Scott's plans for education. Jansen said the voucher system, for one, really only benefits one group of people.
It is a great program for businesses because it is a way to have a clean tax break.
The voucher system uses large corporate donations to fund scholarships to the school of a recipient's choice. Jansen said public education budgets are already struggling, and making every student eligible for a school voucher would divert even more money from Florida public schools.
It takes funds away from public education. It really funnels off taxpayers' money into organizations that have absolutely no accountability.
She added that the system probably wouldn't benefit those students whose parents aren't involved in their children's education.
What happens to those children whose parents have never participated in their education? Where do those kids go? And I'm not so sure that I have that level of trust to say it's all going to work out, because right now some of those same issues we're dealing with our kids that are in our schools that have no one involved with their education at all.
Governor Scott has said he favors the system in part because it forces schools to compete for students and makes teachers more accountable. Jansen said she thinks a lot of things would have to be in place before the governor could implement the system statewide, so she's not extremely worried about it at the moment. But one issue is of immediate concern to Jansen.
The class size requirements, that I think, what is sad for me is that I think the people that voted for that a few years ago really didn't know the full impact. I think many people went to the polls thinking we had kids in classes of 70 or whatever. But, you know, we were floating right around 30 in most classes, 35 in the electives. And so to reduce that on the secondary level to 25, I don't know any data or any study that says 30 kids in a class is a lot worse than 25 in a class.
Jansen spoke at a Greater Pinellas County Democrats event. While she wasn't willing to take on politics directly, school board member Linda Lerner was when an audience member asked if Florida should have a state income tax to help fund schools.
I would support it. I think in the environment we have now, it just wouldn't fly, and it wouldn't do us any good to push it. But we do have to talk about the needs of public education. You know what? You pay now or you pay later.
Right.
We educate our kids well or we're going to pay more later. We get kids who are in the juvenile justice system, just started in that system. We pay now for the extra programs or we're going to pay a lot more when they're in prison.
After the meeting, Jansen said she doesn't think the governor's criticisms on the current education system are all that fair.
Everything is an attack on us as if we're failures. And if you're in the field, you know better. You know differently, and no one's asking us.
At the request of Scott, educators from counties across the state will meet in Tampa next week to discuss ways of measuring teacher performance. Jansen said it will deal largely with reforms Hillsborough schools have implemented as a result of a Gates Foundation grant.
It's kind of a workshop for Hillsborough to show what they're doing. It's really teacher evaluation. And so, you're invited to come. We have an evaluation that we've already put together. It's very similar to Hillsborough. But that is what it's about. It's for Hillsborough County to show the process that they use to get where they are. And that's been paid for by the Gates Foundation.
While party politics, for the most part, stayed out of the education discussion, they dominated the second half of the Pinellas Democrats meeting. As has been done often since the midterm election results rolled in, the Democrats speculated on the reasons why they did so poorly on November 2nd. Former State Representative Bill Heller, who lost his seat to Republican Jeff Brandis on that day, said timing was a factor.
Still a big issue is the economy and jobs, even if you just look at my District 52, which, my successor has to worry about now. You go look at the restaurants that have closed. You look at the other kind of retail areas and the strip centers and so forth. There are nobody in them. That's, somehow we got to change that. I think if the economy was better, people would feel better. And I really do think when people feel better, Democrats have a better shot.
He added that the Republicans' use of the president's health care overhaul in their campaign messages, regardless of its relevance, worked for GOP candidates running at all levels of government.
I think when the health care legislation came up, if the president would have gone ahead and really moved fast and quickly with it, instead of waiting for a recess to come, everybody goes home and starts holding town meetings, and then you start getting in there about death panels, and you get in there about all kinds of other things. Once that kind of momentum gets going and the bad messages or the bad tones get set, it's very hard to overcome that.
From Pinellas Park, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.